I see it your way. On the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short. No time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Hey, I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. Hey, try to see things my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Your way, last chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
And welcome to a very special Scribo on Sunday this week. Though, as I say every week, it's not just on Sunday. It's on any day and any time you choose to download the show. The reason I'm saying it's a special, I'm going to dedicate the whole show to the Beatles, the Fab Four. It's not some master plan to get more listeners or anything. Actually, the real truth of the matter is I am really busy at the moment with a big musical theatre project, and I haven't got a lot of time to do my normal, which I really enjoy doing, scouting around and finding some songs and going, you know, trawling through my own collections and thinking of what to play you. I just thought, do you know what, I'm just going to go for it, pick some Beatles numbers, have a chat about them, and I'm going to mix a lot of covers in there as well, so it's not all the originals, so no yawning, no, you know, no, oh my God, I've heard all these before. I don't think you'd have heard some of these cover versions I've got lined up for you. And then, of course, talking of cover versions, that was the great Stevie Wonder with an absolutely stunning version of the Beatles, We Can Work It Out. And I spoke about backing vocals last week, and I think that song is the best backing vocals ever. There you go. I'm going to stick my neck out early in the show. Have another listen. If you rewind and have a listen, they're remarkable, absolutely remarkable. And a great version. Obviously, Stevie Wonder was a massive fan of the Beatles, and the Beatles were a massive fan of him. So here you go, lock yourself in. Lots to talk about. And I say, that was Work It Out. I think that came out in 65, the original Beatles version I'm talking about now. Double A-side, actually. As remarkable about the Beatles, they just put singles out, didn't they? Didn't include them in the albums in the early days. And them albums are still legendary, like Rubber Soul. Probably the beginning of the sort of musical revolution in the 60s, from going from a beat group into psychedelia, shall we say. And you think how well that could have been enhanced, that album, with Day Tripper and we can work it out. But that was the Beatles for you. And an interesting thing about that, here we go, this is what you get, a little bit of backstories about the songs. We Can Work It Out was the first ever promo video. Forget Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody. Why people think that's the beginning of pop promotional videos, I don't know, because people were doing it long before. And the Beatles were the first. I mean, they were just so busy, so in demand, and they had the money, and they went out and shot two promo films for We Can Work It Out and Day Tripper, and they sent them all around the world, and it saved them going all around the world. Clever boys, clever boys. Okay, two of my, if you ask me my favourite Beatles album, and I don't know why, and I bet a lot of people say this, I'd probably instantly say Double White. There's just something about the Double White album that resonates with me. It resonated with me as a teenager and still does to this day. And here's a couple of songs from it. One, the original, the brilliant original, Dear Prudence. And then a lovely take of Blackbird by Boyce Avenue. Enjoy this.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. And blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. 'Cause all your life you were only waiting for this moment to rise. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. You were only waiting for this moment to rise.
Yeah, the brilliant Dear Prudence, probably one of my favourite all-time, one of my all-time favourite Beatles songs. And as I understand it, which I've read in books, that John Lennon also regards Dear Prudence as one of his favourite songs. So we do have something in common. Written out in India when the Beatles went out there en masse with friends and to find their inner selves and meditate. And yeah, it was written about Mia Farrow's sister Prudence, who was sort of taking the meditating thing to an absolute extreme. I think the Beatles were in it for a bit of a laugh, something to do, get away from everything, and then right, when that's finished, let's have a glass of wine and write some songs. Where she was you know, wasn't coming out to play. There it is. Blackbird, what a song, Blackbird, from the Double White album, but that was a cover version by Boyce Avenue. Really good. And it was really, you know, what I've read, Paul McCartney sort of wrote it about racial tensions in the United States, and it's become a bit of an anthem, hasn't it, for that. And a lot of people, I'm going to say this, the Beatles don't get enough credit. I mean, they get loads of credit and respect. They are regarded as the greatest band ever musically. But one of the things that seemed to pass people over is they were groundbreaking in America, more than anywhere else in America. Because right from day one, they refused to play to segregated audiences. And that was huge. Huge. Perhaps not huge in New York or, you know, up there, but down south and Midwest, when they made that statement, it smashed it out the window. You know, they had to, because there was such a demand for tickets, they couldn't say, no, you're not doing that. You're going to have to do the segregation. No, they were that strong enough. And fair play to Brian Epstein and the Beatles for doing that. And it's no surprise from where they come from, Liverpool and England and Hamburg and whatever. They'd never heard of such an absurd thing. And let's face it, in this modern world, and it was then and it would be now, it was absolutely absurd to segregate an audience. And yeah, they should get a lot more credit for that. Okay, I'm going to talk about George Harrison. So here's a couple of songs from Lovable George, For Your Boo and All Things Must Pass.
Because you're a sweet and lovely girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want
James got nothing on this, baby.
I loved you from the moment I saw you. You looked at me, that's all you had to do. I feel it now. You're sweet and lovely girl, I love you. Because you're sweet and lovely girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. Really do.
I'm working on a musical project at the moment, and it's some of the songs are similar to that, as in the feel that I want to get, sort of a looseness but a tightness, a sense of enjoyment about what you're doing. And brilliant. And so that was from the featured in the Let It Be film, And yeah, what a difference that was when Peter Jackson took over it and made Get Back, which came out about 4 hours, was it? I can't remember now, but I understand why now. When the first film came out, I couldn't understand why Peter Jackson just didn't make an hour and a half, 2 hour film, you know, from all the footage he had. But once I've watched it a couple of times, I got it. He must have been sort of really half, a third of the way through and thought, I can't touch this. This stuff is gold dust. Everything is gold dust, you know. And it was, wasn't it? It was fascinating watching that remake of the 1969 film and seeing the Beatles and listening to the Beatles, as in just in conversations and fascinating stuff. And I know a lot of people thought Paul McCartney came out of it probably the best. I disagree. I saw a different George Harrison to the one that was marketed, I think, throughout the 60s and the early 70s of being this sort of mystic character. You know, no, he was really down to earth. There's a great bit in the film in Get Back where Paul McCartney, being Paul McCartney, is enthusing to John Lennon about, let's go to Barcelona. It was some remote island. Let's take the island over and we'll light it and we'll put the PA on. And it was bonkers, you know, bonkers. Ringo was just sitting there having a cigarette and a glass of wine. He couldn't be bothered to engage in the argument. And George was just standing there. He let him go on and on and on about how great it would be. And we could do this. We bus people over. We can fly them in. And they went, what do you reckon, George? And he just went, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. And I went, oh, okay then. Brilliant. And then the other thing, why I played All Things Must Pass, we're getting on to All Things Must Pass now, is that there's a great bit in the film where they're just strumming songs and going, what you got, you know, what's going on? And George just goes, yeah, I've got this song. Do you want to have a listen? And he just started playing All Things Must Pass. And McCartney and Lennon just absolutely blanked him. Just going, yeah, all right, yeah, right, let's get back to, you know, Let It Be. And love that song. All Things Must Pass, from the remarkable triple album in 1970, released after the Beatles split, produced by Phil Spector. I think it's got Badfinger, the band Badfinger, which I've been talking about on guitars, and Peter Frampton, but what a beautiful tune. I'll let a secret go here. When my time is up, and it could be any day now, I'll play it out at my funeral, because I think it's a beautiful song. Another song that gets played at funerals, I'm going to play another one now, I'm sorry to depress everybody, In My Life. Brilliant cover version by Plainview. And then Sexy Sadie by the brilliant Paul Weller. Enjoy this.
There are places I remember all my life. To some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall. Some are dead and some are leaving. In my life I love them. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
she said, what have you done? Made a fool of everyone. Made a fool of everyone. Sexy Sadie, oh, what have you done? Sexy Sadie, you broke the rules. Laid it down for all to see. You laid it down for all to see. Sexy Sadie, sunny day, the world was waiting for a lover. She came along to turn on everyone. Sexy Sadie, oh, how did you know?
Two really good cover versions, In My Life by Plain View, and that was obviously a cover version of In My Life, which appeared on Rubber Soul in 1965, and John Lennon, I think, in his book, and yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm not making this up. He always thought that was his first real major piece of work, you know. Dismissed the first three albums that are absolutely brilliant and groundbreaking. As far as John Lennon was concerned, that's the first song he really wrote, and he said it was because it was written about his life. It was very personal, you know. And then Sexy Sadie come out in 1994, and I did read up that that was on the album, yeah, Out of Sync in 1994 by Paul Weller, Sexy Sadie. And I did read somewhere else that it's on a Mojo Presents White Album Recovered, with loads of guests reworking the White Album, and I'd like to have a listen to that. That's good. Yeah, I would like that, would that. Okay, let's move on. Let's have, obviously, it's going to be some more Beatles. Two McCartney classics, really. Oh, one McCartney classic and then a Lennon-McCartney classic. For No One from the 1966 brilliant album, Revolver. And then a really, really good take of Love Me Do by the brilliant Sandy.
Your day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all our words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. See nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone But now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
What a song. For No One, Paul McCartney. Lennon McCartney, but I think it was pretty obvious it was written by Paul McCartney from the 1966 album Revolver. Sorry, I've got something in my throat. Apparently, he wrote that while on skiing holiday. I think when they were filming Help, when they were doing that stuff, he just sort of went off into his little room. And, you know, as they did, the Beatles, 10 minutes later, come out with that one. And apparently it's about his girlfriend, Jane Asher, of the time. And that brilliant French horn, it was ahead of its time, you know. That was the great thing about the Beatles. They always looked outside the envelope, didn't they? Pushed the envelope and then went miles outside it and found different instruments to feature. Yeah, even back in early 65, early 66. And that French horn was played by a guy called Alan Civil, one of the most renowned sort of British horn players. And Jeff Emerick, a brilliant engineer, just said he was the greatest horn player in London, and he proved it. But McCartney was being a bit of McCartney on the day, from what I've read, and he kept pushing him, and his lips had just gone. He just said, "I can't do it anymore, mate. I've just gone beyond where I can go." And he is actually, Alan Civil is one of the few session musicians to ever receive a credit on a Beatles album. Still on it. Could take that. Elvis Costello named that his favourite song. And then Love Me Do. And it just shows you, if you listen to the original Love Me Do, it's of its era, isn't it? It's, you know, it's Mersey beat, and it's great. It's got a strong beat. Ringo really banging away, and a lovely little harmony, sort of Everly Brothers. And then you listen to Sandy Shores, and you realise what a great song it is. You know, I think you can dismiss Love Me Do as being just, you know, a pop song of its time. No, you know, Sandy Shore proves with that beautiful version, that voice. Absolutely angelic. Absolutely angelic. I love Sandy Shaw. Could listen to her all day. Really good. Okay. Steve Harley now. I've just seen a face. And then the original Norwegian Wood, because you can listen to as many covers as you like of Norwegian Wood, but it's never going to be as good as the original. Some songs, you know, full stop, are just untouchable, really. I've never really heard a better version of I Can't Get No Satisfaction than the Stones, for instance. My Generation, The Who, for instance. And I don't listen to too many covers of Oasis and Blurs, but there's songs that you can never really improve, no matter what you do to them. And that is one of them. Okay, I shall shut up and play the songs. I've Just Seen a Face, Steve Harley, Norwegian Wood, The Beatles.
I've just seen her face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Oh. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La da 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 da. Falling, yeah, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the likes of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight, but other girls were never quite like this. La da 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 da. Falling, yeah, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I've just seen her face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, I want all the world to see we've met. La da 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 da. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La da 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 da. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
do like Steve Harley's take on that. What a great song. Happy song, isn't it? You do feel like that. Well, it's a long, long time ago now since you've got that exuberance and emotion of instant, you know, in the first week, should you say, first couple of days of falling in love. But I try to remember it. I do try to remember it. And that song helps, I think, in a way. Great version by Steve Harley. Come out in 2020 on his album Uncovered. I like the fiddly diddly bit. I used to hate fiddly diddly in the 70s, but I quite like it now. I think it might have something to do with going over to Dublin for consecutive years with MK Dons and enjoying the nightlife out there, shall we say, and that kind of music. And it's I'm warm to it. And then, as I said, Norwegian Wood, absolute classic, 1965. Yeah, all the influences are in there, aren't they? Bob Dylan, you know, obviously, by that time, the Beatles had become very close friends with Bob Dylan. And yeah, what a great song. Apparently, Lennon wrote it about an extramarital affair he had in London, but he never named the person. And all the Beatlesites are still to this day arguing about who Norwegian Wood is actually about. Features a sitar, doesn't it, with George Harrison. Brilliant idea. Great idea. I mean, it was sounding great on a guitar, but having that Indian sort of strings on it took it to another level. And it was a second track. A lot of people think it's the first pop song to ever feature the sitar. No, you're wrong. The Kinks. See My Friends. Check it out. Check it out. Okay. Apparently, I always thought, and I'm going to be a bit risky on radio, but I thought Norwegian Wood was about a sort of a certain type of homemade cigarette that you roll yourself, shall we say. Let's leave it there. But apparently, according to Paul McCartney, it was an ironic reference to cheap pine wall panelling that was all the rage in London. And I think I know what they mean. You know, I remember going around people's houses and it was sort of like a swiss log cabin, and it was in Walthamstow. So I know exactly what they mean. Drive My Car and I've Got a Feeling. Great songs.
Train, oh yeah. can't hide. Oh no, oh no.
The excellent Drive My Car, and a different, very different version of I've Got a Feeling by Beck. Okay, I should have said that before I played it, but yeah, I like it. It's just something loose about it. Quite hypnotic. And Beck is the top draw, you know. And yeah, it could be played better. And it could. Sometimes a song just has a feel. And I think that's a good example of it. Drive My Car Again, Rubber Soul. I've played quite a lot of that, haven't we, today? And, yeah, 1965. Paul McCartney wrote it, actually, on his way to, again, going to John Lennon's house in Weybridge, but he couldn't find the lyrics. He was having a nightmare with it. And I think, as the legend goes, the chorus, Baby, You Can Drive My Car, is Baby, You Can Buy Me Diamond Rings, which Lennon completely just threw out the window. And about sort of 10 minutes later, I said, no, make it, you know, Baby, You Can Drive My Car. The beauty of John Lennon. It's like, yeah. To be fair, what McCartney says in his books and in the Beatles books, he knew they were wrong, but he was just doing it because he had the melody. And, yeah, and according to the Beatles' urban myths, it was a song that was about a relationship between Cilla Black and her then-boyfriend, Bobby Willis, whom she later married, and I think he did drive around all the time. So I've Got a Feeling by Beck came out in 2005. It's about all I can say, really. I think it's from the album Beck Original Soundtrack. Of course, it was one of them songs that was featured in Let It Be film. And yeah, and McCartney played it at Glastonbury, didn't he, last year, which was nice, which is nice. Okay, let's move on. Let's have a couple of more classics. Back in the USSR and Golden Slumbers.
Cry, and I sing you lullaby. And I will sing you lullaby. Once it was a way to get back home. Once was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumbers fill your eyes.
The Lovable back in the USSR from, again, a double white album, 1968. Paid homage, didn't it, to Chuck Berry, Beach Boys. Great lyrics, great song. Really enjoy it. I love that song, and it's one of them songs I never tire of. Certain songs you don't feel like listening to now and again. That joins Give Me Some Loving by the Spencer Davis Group, Barbara O'Reilly by The Who, you know, etc. There's songs, yeah, come on, I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to sing along. Golden Slumbers, obviously original on the Abbey Road. And a nice take from Elbow. Fair play to him. 2017. I think it did really well. I didn't bet it because it was a John Lewis advert, wasn't it? But nice version. Nice version of a fantastic song. Little Help from My Friends and Lovely Rita. This is from Fab Guru. Ben from Corduroy, actually. That's the album. Fab Guru is the album, and the band is Ben from Corduroy. Great version of Little Help from My Friends, and then the original, brilliant, Lovely Rita.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is over? I feel by the end of the day.
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to know. Somebody to know.
Would you believe in a love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn up the light?
I can tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get by with a
my shoulder and the bag across her shoulder made her look a little like a military man. Lovely Rita, meet her maid. May I inquire discreetly, when are you free to take some tea with me? Rita!
Like them, good, excellent. Little help from my friends, from Ben from Corduroy, and basically it is Ben from Corduroy. I did play Corduroy the other week, the band Corduroy. Okay, and it's that's what his name is, Ben from Corduroy. He'd left the band, and like most of us, he wanted to pay tribute to the Fab Four, but he did it very differently. He got lots of international musicians to come in and help him. From Spain, Germany, France, etc., etc. And it gave it a real European feel. I love it. It's Fab Guru is the album's name. And if you're into the Beatles, it's a very enjoyable 45 minutes because he's really worked hard to give it a very distinctive sound, as you heard. And then lovely Rita from Sgt. Pepper's, arguably the greatest album of all time. And I do remember it. So I would have been 8 when Sgt. Pepper's came out. So I think that in itself tells you just how big Sgt. Pepper's was. Because I remember my dad getting it and then going around to his good friends, Ron Storer, who was a bass player, who had a Paul McCartney bass, I might add. So I was really impressed. And I remember them and they just sat there playing it. And I think they played it twice all night. And they didn't move. They just sat at the record player. And these were jazz players. You know, they were jazzers. They were brought up on Buddy Rich, Stan Kenton, and, you know, the bebop era of the 50s and whatever. But they knew this was something special. So I think that in itself just tells you, so everybody knew it was a moment in time they would never forget when Sgt. Pepper's came out. And that's probably that's why it is still, and I think rightly so, regarded as the greatest album of all time. Okay, it's a great single, Lady Madonna. And then a great version of Run For Your Life by Nancy Sinatra. Proper 60s, proper 60s. You'll enjoy this.
Suitcase. you better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end, little boy. Well, you know that I'm a wicked chick, and I was born with a jealous mind. And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe that line. So you better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end. Let this be a sermon, I mean everything I said. And baby, I'm determined, cause I'd rather see you dead. You better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, baby boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end. You hear me? Well, I'd rather see you dead, little boy, than to see you with another girl. You better keep your head, little boy, or you won't last in my world. You better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another girl, that's the end, little boy.
Beatles Stompo, in it, Lady Madonna. Great, love it. Great feel, great feel. And it is the Beatles, isn't it? They've just got that chemistry that just produces songs like that. There's a looseness, but a togetherness. I know I mentioned this before, but it's hard to put your finger on it. There's that magic in the room, isn't there? And yeah, it came out in 1968, obviously. I mean, I've been saying when these records come out, there's no point in telling me where they got to in the charts, because they all got to the top of the charts. It's become a bit boring, really, if I just kept saying, and that one went to number one around the world, everywhere in the world, because they did. And yeah, I've always liked that tune, Lady Madonna. Great, proper Beatles tune. And John Lennon had a lot to do with the lyrics on that. I think he remembered how overworked and exhausted his mother was when growing up and facing a new sort of problem every hour of the day and every day of the week. And I wouldn't have thought that, would you? You'd have thought that was really just a 100% McCartney bash. But no, John Lennon had a lot to do with Lady Madonna. Run For Your Life, Nancy Sinatra. Again, off a Rubber Soul album, wasn't it? The original. And that was off Nancy's 1966 Boots album, obviously, that featured These Boots Are Made For Walking, which is another song I can listen to endlessly, repeatedly. Okay, that's it. Apologies, might be a shorter show than normal, but do you know what? Deal with it, because as I said at the beginning of the show, I've got a lot on. But I have enjoyed this. And I think if you like me and you like the Beatles, I'm hoping I've provided a little respite from the modern world that we currently live in. Hopefully normal service will be back next week, and I'll have a mixed bag of tracks and whatever. But thanks for listening, and I've got to end on this because I am 64.
Sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Oh, will you need me? Will you feed me when I'm 64? your lights are gone. You can knit the sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Oh, will it still need me? Will it still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we could rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight. If it's not too near, we shall scream and say, grandchildren on your knees, Mira, Jack and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, Staten point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in the form, my forevermore.